Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm
going to take care of it.
Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns. I want to open your eyes so you can see the truth. I want to cover your mouth so you can tell no more lies. You know, life ain't always fair, man. For instance, me, I always thought I should have been my father's favorite. But I wasn't. Instead, he just threw me away like a piece of trash. But it's different now. Now, I'm awake. And look, Daddy, I got my wings back. And who is it that deserves all that you have, Roman? Well, that's simple. Anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. I mean, you're no fool. You know what I stand for, and you know all of the horrible things that I am capable of. And you're mine now. You are mine. You're caught in the web, and our fun is only just beginning. Weaving spiders come not here. There will be no distractions, Roman. Don't you fight. This is about you and me. The insects that watch us every week are inconsequential. It is me. I am the yin to your yang. I am the darkness to your light. And as long as you and I walk this earth, I will be your crown of suffering. You'll never succeed, Roman. I won't let you. Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. Run.
And welcome, everybody, to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And oh my God, Ray Wyatt.
Coming
after a Roman Reigns.
We had Sinister Bray.
We've been having a lot of Sinister Bray, and it's really, really cool that we're getting some Sinister Bray Wyatt on the show.
Uh-huh.
And he really actually felt like a part of the show tonight.
He did, because he wasn't just sequestered in his little backstage hidey hole. He actually came out and interacted with the roster. He's interacting with one of the bigger names on the roster in Roman Reigns. Roman is selling the fact that he's concerned about Wyatt. He keeps getting tripped up by Wyatt as Bray has found a nice little spot inside Roman's head, and he's staying there. And what we're seeing is the effect of Bray Wyatt on Roman Reigns, which is Roman is becoming more aggressive. He's becoming angrier. He's pulling something out of Roman that Roman may not realize is there. Basically, he's pulling the monster out of Roman Reigns, which is kind of what we need to see.
Right.
So it's having all the right effects, and it's just a really good story because where it started with Bray getting into Roman's head using his child, and now Bray, that now that he's in Roman's head, he's playing off of Roman's insecurities, which is nice. And they're just that little added touch that Bray is jealous that Roman had a loving family and Bray didn't, and that's part of this, is just a really nice subtle touch.
So does jealousy fuel Bray Wyatt in some manner?
I would say so, yeah. Bray sees himself as superior to everyone else, and when someone has something that he wants or never had or didn't have, then yeah, I mean, I can see him being jealous and wanting to destroy what that person has, so they are no longer what he, as, you know, not necessarily superior to him, but no longer have that thing to hold over him.
I would agree.
Because
with
it's
that.
All about Bray Wyatt's ego.
Yes, it is. It always is about Bray Wyatt's ego. To mention what she, to bring up what you mentioned, the main event of the show was Seth Rollins and Kane taking on Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. And we'll get more about Seth Rollins and Kane in a little bit. But during the match, Bray Wyatt interfered, attacked Roman Reigns, slammed him down hard on the announce table after he beat him up, and Lemans brings it up in chat room in his comments we made as we were watching the show. He should have stayed down. Roman should have never gotten up.
Roman should never have gotten up to the degree that Roman got up. I can see the authority picking him up. I can see Roman fighting back a little bit.
What I could see is Roman Reigns crawling into the ring to try to cover up Seth Rollins. Or not yeah. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose. To cover up his boy and protect his boy. But he should not be back on his feet and taking out members of the authority. He should always, if he was going to get back up, let him crawl into the ring, try to protect his guy, and then just get beat down repeatedly and not actually get up. There should never be, Roman Reigns should not have the fighting chance. Like, they just put him on the same lines as Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns is not on the same level as Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
They tried making it tonight. He took the powerbomb into the table, which Shield 2.0 to the rescue.
By the way, props to Jamie Noble for picking Roman Reigns up with three broken ribs.
Yeah, but it just everyone's right. They should have he should have stayed down. He should have sold the beating. Bray Wyatt came in the end, laid him out with Sister Abigail, but he should have sold the he should have never gotten back up to the extent he did. He should have never been back on his feet ready to fight.
Yeah, because he'd just been through a match. It was a very physical match. Bray beats him down. Bray spikes him like a football on the announce table. He should have stayed down for a lot longer than he had. I can see him making the valiant effort at the end, but he's weak, he's beaten, and the authority beats him down. Because here's the thing, basically he got up, what, three times?
That was too much.
Yeah, that was way too much. It's, you should sell the beating from Bray, and you should sell the beating from the authority, and then you have Bray come back, which is what he did. To pick the bones after the authority is done, which they're working together.
The theory that she's had the entire time.
Yes, and the theory that Kane and Bray Wyatt have been in collusions for 2 years, and they're secretly working together. That is my theory, and I'm going to call Mole if it comes true.
So,
but yeah, Roman getting up like three times, way too much. But I like that you had Bray come out and beat him. Beat him down. The only other complaint I have with that, this was a no DQ match, okay? J&J security were involved heavily in this match. Refs could not be bothered. Bray Wyatt comes out to kill Roman Reigns. Every ref they have is out there escorting Bray back to the backstage area. What the heck, y'all? What the heck? Can we not?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a little stupid.
Yeah. Now, segueing back to the beginning of the show, Seth Rollins was playing Price is Right as he gave out gifts. First, he gave all three members of the authority, Noble, Mercury, and Kane, Apple Watches.
Ew.
Joey was in love with his Apple Watch.
He was.
Kane was happy he got a watch. But no, Kane also got a trip to Hawaii.
So we get Maui Kane.
Maui Kane, yeah.
Not Malibu, Maui.
Maui. And then J&J Security, they also got an extra gift. They got a brand new car.
Yes, they got a bright red Cadillac, which they made sure to show the price, and it was like $89,000.
Yeah, they were putting it over because, hey, can we borrow a car? We're going to put it over on the show.
We were all completely disappointed the car did not get destroyed or stolen.
Yeah, it didn't. It survived.
It survived, which means they did not buy that car. Oh, no. No, no. They borrowed that car.
They borrowed that car. Yeah.
There wasn't a scratch on it.
Yeah. I like the opening segment, though it dragged a little.
It got to be a little long there at the end, and it was more like The Price is Right, where it's like, you get a watch, and you get a watch, but wait, there's more. Kane, you get a trip to Hawaii, but wait, there's more. Joey and Jamie, you get a car! It's like I'm waiting for, you know, and next on the Showcase Showdown.
Right. Now, hands down, Cesaro and John Cena match of the night.
Except Cole needed to calm himself just a little bit.
When Kevin Owens came out, Michael Cole needed to chill out a little bit. But yeah.
We all love Kevin Michael.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to act cool. Just take tips from Byron Saxton.
But, yeah, John Cena and Cesaro had an awesome, awesome match.
Yeah, they did.
A hell of an uppercut. Hell of a, you know, nice counter to a sharpshooter at one point. This was, and it had a giant swing in there, sharpshooter. This was just all around good. John Cena pulls out the awkward Canadian Destroyer. It was great, great match. To set it up, Cena was to have the open challenge. Kevin Owens came out. They did a whole introduction, and he's like, nope, no, I'm gonna take the title from you at Battleground, which set up the ending where when Cesaro had John Cena in the sharpshooter, Kevin Owens attacked Cesaro, ending the match of disqualification, laid him out with a pop-up powerbomb, laid out John Cena with a pop-up powerbomb. Basically said, if anyone's taking the belt, I am. And I'll do it at Battleground.
Okay.
Right? Good stuff. I really enjoyed this match. It made up for what was a lackluster first hour.
Yeah, the first hour was just kind of meh.
Which featured a 1.5-minute match between Big Show and Mark Henry.
I blinked and I missed it.
Thank God. At least it was quick. You had Ryback beat The Miz via countout. And in who is face, who is heel, I guess Alicia Fox's heel this week, taking on Paige as Paige beat Alicia Fox. This match wasn't bad. Actually, girls had a good match.
Girls had a good match. You know, but it's just the pairings. I like a little something a little fresher-ish.
Yeah. In a continuation from SmackDown, a rematch, the Primetime Players and Lucha Dragons take on New Day and Bo Dallas. Couple things. If you haven't seen Bo Dallas first and The Rock, go to WWE's YouTube channel, watch it. It's amazing. And if you can find it out there, because it is out there, you gotta find the Bo Dallas parts before The Rock shows up.
Yeah. I think Bo Dallas, The Rock, I need more of that.
I think you can find some of it on Chris Jericho's Twitter. Good match between the Primetime Players and the Lucha Dragons. They defeated the New Day and Bo Dallas. Very good stuff. To continue on through a couple more matches, then we'll get to the other big segment. Neville and Sheamus had a good match. Sheamus beat Neville with the bro kick. Pretty good match.
Sheamus disappeared at one point.
He did. We had King Barrett beat Jack Swagger. Yes, they found Jack Swagger, which is like, oh, hey, there's Jack Swagger.
They found the Swagger.
Yeah. So, the other big segment of the show, we had Lana and Ziggler in the ring. Ziggler said it was confession time. He said the relationship didn't start out as love at first sight. He said she was using him to get back at her boyfriend, and he was making out with a smoking hot bag. He stammered as he said he couldn't believe what he's been saying it, but the situation has changed. Lana said she didn't know what a real man was for years. She said she used to do whatever Rooster told her to do. He told her to talk, how to dress, how to think about America. She said Ziggler and her have become very good friends.
Right.
But actually, they've become more than friends. And Dolph is very, very passionate.
How passionate is he, Lana?
Well, she never could tell. Get to that point because Rusev hobbled out with Summer, right? Rusev told Lana he doesn't care about her. Never did. She said,
right.
She is like a cold fish and compared kissing her to kissing the ring post. Ew.
Ew.
Ziggler told him enough. He asked what kind of scumbag Rusev is for talking trash to his girlfriend. Yes, he said it. His girlfriend.
And she liked it.
She did like it. She smiled. Ziggler and Rusev squared off. Fans were chanting USA for USA and yeah. Rusev then eventually left the ring. Summer took the mic and said there was nothing she hates more than a gold digger. She said Rusev was on top of the world at WrestleMania and then she dumped him when he wasn't anymore. Summer said Rusev is kind and gentle and cares about Lana. She told Lana to tell everyone what she's always thought about her, which is that she's a two-faced, conniving phony.
There would be a bitch in there somewhere, too.
Yeah. Summer then slapped Lana pretty good. And then, well, Lana attacked. Lana dove at Summer, took her down. We have a cat fight on our hands.
Go, Lana. Go, Lana. Take her out.
They rolled around for a little bit. Dolph pulled her off.
They had to fix the skirt.
She fixed her skirt. I was like, nope, going back in. They fought again. Summer got pulled out by Rusev. Lana fixed her skirt. Fixed her jacket. I'm proper. I'm good.
Ended classy. She ended classy.
Yeah.
Let it be said, Lana will kick your ass and be classy about it.
I love how the fans popped for Lana, which was great.
Mm-hmm. When she jumped on Summer, it was like, yes! Get her!
Right? It was a good segment.
Great segment.
And then one other I don't want to mention, there was a Dean and Roman segment with the robots. which was quite interesting. Dean is home with the robots.
The more I see of that relationship, the more it just makes me so happy, because they're such polar opposites, and you can tell Roman's the sane one, and he's just constantly chasing Dean everywhere, trying to stop him from doing something completely and utterly stupid.
Right.
Like, they're the entire day. Like, I don't know how Roman Reigns does it. He has to be exhausted by the end of the day just because he does nothing but chase Dean Ambrose around everywhere.
Right. So overall, they paced the show out a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
What the stuff that would have dragged last week, they put in the first hour, and they left some of the better stuff towards the end.
I would agree with that.
So that will do it for the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, which was presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. This Thursday, though, it's the Rack.
That's right. We are going to complete the task that we started last week, which thank you guys so much for sending us all your amazing questions. We had 60. We got through 40. So guess what? Thursday night we're playing 20 questions with the remainder of the ones that you sent for Ask the Rack. So that's going to be in the back half of the show. You don't want to miss that. We also have news. We have notes. We're going to be talking NXT, SmackDown, we'll probably come up with a topic. I don't know.
Tough enough.
We might be
Tough enough.
We're going to be talking about Tough Enough. We have to talk about ZZ's antics. By the way, if you don't follow ZZ on Twitter, go follow ZZ on Twitter. The fact that they gave him one is amazing. I want to see the video where they had to teach him how to use it, because I'm pretty sure they had to.
And if he gets in the bottom three, vote for ZZ.
Vote for ZZ. But yeah, and I'm sure we're going to be talking something. We may be talking TNA. I don't know. We have to figure out and see, but Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack. Don't want to miss it.
And here's a little quick of a change. Follow The Rack on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Rack Radio Show. They're all one URL now. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube all have the name Rack Radio Show.
Yes.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and The Unusual. Follow our show on Twitter at CBRadioWTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. And remember, in a little less than 2 weeks, Rob Parks returns to the scene of the crime. What is it? Go back and listen to last week's episode. I'll tell you all about it. It's CB Radio, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Use the hashtag BlameRobCBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Tim Stein hopefully will be back from assignment for Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. And as always, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and tune in radio, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And, well, listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, wildtalkradio.com.
Again, thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Linsy Ward, I'm Sir Rackin. See you all week long, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.